All right, folks, welcome back to the Start Mind Gym, your daily dose of mental fitness training right here with your coach, Dylan Brooks. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're nodding your head and saying yeah, yet but deep down, you're not truly connecting with people. You know that feeling, right? Today, we're tackling something huge building emotional intelligence and empathy. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another podcast about feelings. But trust me, this isn't your average touchy-feely session. We're going deep, diving into the real strategies that can transform your relationships, boost your self-awareness, and ultimately, make you a more powerful and authentic human being. So buckle up, because we are about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence game. 1. Listen up. It's not just about hearing words. This one seems obvious, but how often are we actually listening? I mean truly listening, not just waiting for our turn to speak. Think of it like this. When someone's sharing their thoughts or feelings, you're catching a glimpse into their world. You're getting a treasure map to their inner landscape. Active listening means paying attention to not just the words they're saying, but also their body language, tone of voice, and the emotions behind those words. 2. The power of perspective taking. Imagine yourself walking in someone else's shoes literally. Stepping outside your own experience and trying to see things from their point of view is a game changer. It helps you understand their motivations, fears, and desires, even if you don't agree with them. Think about it. When you approach a situation with empathy, you break down walls and build bridges. 3. Feel your feelings, yes, really. Suppressing your emotions is like trying to hold back a tidal wave. Eventually, they're going to crash down on you. Learning to identify and accept your own feelings, both the good and the bad, is essential for emotional intelligence. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but it's like getting to know yourself better. Once you understand your emotional landscape, you can navigate it with more grace and resilience. 4. Master the art of communication. Communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly connecting. Being clear, concise, and respectful in your communication can make all the difference. Listen attentively to what others are saying, ask clarifying questions, and express yourself honestly and vulnerably. Remember, strong communication is the foundation of any healthy relationship. 5. Self-regulation. Your inner Zen master. This one's about keeping your cool under pressure. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But by learning to manage your emotional responses, you can navigate stressful situations with more calm and composure. Think of it as training your inner Zen master. Practicing mindfulness, deep breathing exercises, and positive self-talk can help you stay grounded even when things get crazy. Okay, real talk. Picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, but you feel isolated. Everyone seems to be having fun except you. You might feel tempted to retreat into your shell or pretend everything is fine. But what if, instead of withdrawing, you practiced active listening? What if you approached someone new with genuine curiosity and asked open-ended questions about their experiences? Suddenly, that awkward feeling melts away as you engage in a meaningful conversation. You learn something new, connect on a deeper level, and maybe even make a new friend. See how empathy can turn a potentially lonely situation into a rewarding one. So there you have it, 5 actionable steps to boost your emotional intelligence and build deeper connections. Remember, this isn't a destination, it's a journey. Keep practicing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep showing up with authentic kindness and understanding. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've tried to improve your emotional intelligence? Share your experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and growth together. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you're finding value in the Stoic Mind Gym. Until next time, keep training that mental muscle.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.